¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
It's so tiny. Why would you do this? You look at it from the mapping standpoint. Like,
yeah, it's not like there's like, people going, they're going to Moscow. And I'm like, what? People will say, oh, Bakhmut's not significant. And then look at that and go, well, that's so significant.
How are you guys doing? This episode is sponsored by Shady Rays. That's actually a very good point. That's a good one to look at. Hey, guess who's back? The guy that flew across the world to come hang out with me and talk.
And he's super jet lagged.
Willie's back. The Russian sympathizer is with us. He's back. If you guys don't know, he absolutely is. I'm on the Ukrainian side of things. He's on the Russian side of things. He wants the Russians to win. So,
if definitely, definitely not that far in.
It's pretty close.
I'm just anti BS, and I think there's a lot of bullshit coming
from both sides,
hard and fast, both sides. Now, this is the thing: if you're critical of anything to the west of that border. Suddenly you're a simp on that side.
You are. That's you. Yeah, well. That is you. If you didn't know, if you guys are not tracking, apparently, it's kind of hard to say this. There's an invasion of Russia by Russians. That's a real thing right now. That's actually not as we could not make that up if we tried. There's literally Russians invading Russia right now. Before I wanted to actually go into that.
I think there'd be inverted commas on. Who's backing this?
This is going to get interesting because I already know where this is going to go with you. Who is backing the invasion of Russia by Russians? I actually wanted to pull up this video, but apparently I didn't send it to myself. I probably sent it over to Charles. Let me go look. This guy right here. So while the invasion of Russia is going on by the Russians, I'm going to share with you guys a video that I just enjoy this one. I don't want Willie to actually, you got to watch this because you need to, did you already watch this?
Oh, the head of the GOR.
Yeah.
For over a year, Kremlin is unable to achieve single goal set at the start of the invasion of Ukraine. I appeal to the Russian military, those who managed to survive and meet assaults and destroy trenches. It will get worse. You have a choice, die or save your life. Operating in Ukraine is a state project. I want to live, helping Russian army servicemen. Our special units have already withdrawn hundreds of Russian soldiers through the front line. Now they are safe. Now they live in decent conditions under the supervision of the International Red Cross Committee with 3 meals a day, ability to call relatives, and receive messages. They are formalized as captured. That is why in Russia they continue receiving salary and combat payments. They also have a choice. Wait out the war and return home after it ends, or never return to Russia. Those who go through the I Want to Live project have a right to request shelter in Ukraine and a number of other European countries. You can end the war now. No need to wait to be killed or seriously wounded. Contact I Want to Live project, and we will help you get out of the upcoming meat grinder.
The I Want to Live project.
So it's the I Want to Live project, and Ukraine's actually been sending it out, hopefully, I guess, trying to get some of the Russians before this big meat grinder, which you're talking about. It actually launched, this launched on the exact same day as Russians invaded Russia. So I don't know if we're putting a little bit of PSYOP game is going on here.
But there's been that for ever since the beginning of this war.
This is one of the
even
things.
Even when I was out there, there was posters put up of like, if you want to surrender, call this number, blah, blah, blah.
You should have taken some of those posters with you.
I've probably got a photo of one somewhere. I'll take them with me. There for a reason.
It's a good point. Yeah. I would think it was more like
more people would have surrendered, but Willie was the reason.
Willie was taking all the posters away.
I didn't have the area code because of Willie.
I didn't know if it was a 2 or a 7 because this motherfucker took it from
exactly.
Us. Anyway, that went up this morning, and if you guys did not know, again, now there's a Freedom of Russia Legion has decided to invade their own country. This is a real thing that has been going on. It's probably still going, ever changing as we're making this episode. By the time you guys are seeing this, if they somehow retreated back into Ukraine, it's not on me. So it's just ongoing currently. I will say Willie made a pretty good point that it's probably happening. I don't know why it's happening. I think it's really goofy. I'm gonna share with you guys, because if you put in perspective on sizing. I drew it up on our handy dandy little map just so you guys can actually see the sizing. So down here, this is somewhat the map of I guess you would say Russia and Ukraine. If, I gotta draw the border for you guys. Here is the border between Russia and Ukraine, okay? Just so you guys see. It's pretty terribly drawn. Now, down here is where we've been talking about a lot. There's Bakhmut. See that thing? Now, let's zoom out a little bit. You guys see this little tiny blue area right here? That thing right there? You know, I got another one. Let's get a little bit closer. Yep, here you go. This is the area I am talking about, okay? That is the area that's currently controlled by the Russian... what was it called? The Russian Legion? No, Freedom of Russia Legion. Yeah. Freedom of... Anyway, it's literally Russians.
Who's operating Bryansk earlier on, 6 months ago.
They tried to do that, and they got kicked out real quick, right? Pretty much just got their teeth kicked out.
But did it work on the... Like, even this op, it's not like they're going to maintain and hold ground on the way to Moscow. But did it achieve what it achieved back then as well, of showing that that border isn't impenetrable and they can cross? So
you know what's worse than invading your own country with your own men, or having this actually happen, or being Putin right now, would actually be buying a terrible pair of sunglasses that are super expensive and then losing them. You know, that sucks. Or breaking them. Not for me. You know why? Because I have Shady Rays. Shady Rays makes high-quality sunglasses that are just as good, inside of my opinion, or even better than the expensive ones. And Shady Rays are a fraction of the price. Shady Rays are durable, built to tackle all of life's outdoor adventures. Their styles are timeless and on point. They make me look good. It's not that difficult to make me look good because I look phenomenal at all times. But Shady Rays helps me out. They have polarized lenses for crystal clear vision and strong sun protections. That's the real test of a good pair of sunglasses. And every single pair of Shady Rays is backed by their industry-leading lost and broken replacements program. So if you guys break or lose your pair, they send you a second one straight. They'll send it for free. No questions asked. Shady Rays isn't happy unless you guys are happy. That's why they give you a 30-day to try them. Yes, that is right. 30 days to try them. If you guys don't like them, you guys can exchange them and or return them for free. With every single order, Shady Rays Impacts program works with nonprofits worldwide to make an impact on lives of children and young adults, like building playsets for pediatric cancer patients and creating adventures for young adults with cancer and MS, or like my friend over here with a brain tumor. So what's better than getting a pair of Shady Rays and not worrying if you guys break them? That's like my favorite thing about them. If I break them, which I go through a lot of pair of sunglasses, you guys are going to get two. So go to ShadyRays.com right now /Rob and use promo code Rob for a limited time. And you guys will buy one pair and you guys get a second pair of Shady Rays for free. That's ShadyRays.com/Rob and use code Rob to get a second pair of Shady Rays for free. ShadyRays.com/Rob, code Rob.
In the day, a lot of this is media stunting, not anything beyond that. But I put a thing on Telegram about, like, there's been, I was like, look, I don't have all the information. There's been a small contingent cross. Because no, it wasn't small. It was a large contingent, 80 people, 10 armored vehicles. I'm like,
when the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
You've obviously never served in a contingent because that's small. Like, of an invasion size, that's a small thing. Like, you know, it, for this to go and you have a media win, it's obviously run all through all the channels, being pro-Russia, pro-Ukraine. It stirred up the pot massively. It's taken eyes away from other places and it's achieved a lot of its goals.
You know what's happening here? You ready for this? This is, you know, I've been known as like, the professional mapper of all mappers on this world. You ready for this?
Sure.
You know what their secret plan is?
Here we go. From here to Moscow.
Yeah, that's what's happening right there.
With 80 people.
With 80 people.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they're going to travel the 200 kilometers.
That's further than
that. 2,000 kilometer circle, right? They're just going to go all the way around to the very bottom, come back in, and they're going to hit them in the rear. That's what's going to happen. I promise you.
If that, that happens.
That is the goal of those 80 men that crossed.
The war is done.
The war is done and over with. I'm sorry. I saw that. And I had to make a little bit of a joke for you.
Now, the one I saw was they drew that line, but all the way around to Crimea.
Oh, that even that far?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Into like the southeast of Crimea.
But the funny part about this is, guys, is it's not just Russians liberating Russia, I guess is what they're saying, but it's Russians using American equipment to liberate Russian areas from their own. It really is the goofiest thing ever. And if you guys haven't seen it, there's like videos of MRAPs going across with, it's not like a ton of MRAPs. It's like, there's one tank. Like, what are you going to do with one tank? They went over there with one tank, two armored vehicles, and a couple Humvees. I don't really know what the entire plan was with this, but I will give them props. They have giant kahunas, like mega kahunas. Also, they apparently took over a police station and they've been running around wearing police uniforms, and the Russians have given orders to shoot police officers, which doesn't.
But it's so hard to know what's true and what's not.
We don't know it's true.
They're reporting from people,
but as of because
their reporting is either from randoms on Twitter.
Or I love randoms.
The Ministry of Defense Russia. Or the Ministry of Defense Ukraine. And it's like, hang on. Everyone here has an agenda of what they want to say. Like, so knowing what is actually happening there is impossible at this point.
See, just like this. 9 minutes ago. Unconfirmed. You ready for this?
It's definitely unconfirmed. What flag's in the bio of this Twitter?
What flag? No flag, actually.
Okay.
So we started off with that
started one. Started strong then.
Started strong there. Shot citing a source. Are you ready for this? Are you ready?
Yeah.
39. Now there's 39 saboteurs, not 80, by the way. Were killed. Ooh, wow. As a result of fighting in, can never say the district, but it's inside Belgorod. Several people were taken prisoner, and this is our proven video of it right there.
Yeah. Indescript place.
That's pretty good, is it not? It's like we're hunting down Bigfoot again.
Yeah. Everyone these days has an iPhone, including in Russia and Ukraine.
And how the hell have is an it iPhone, so blurry?
And it's 144p footage.
How is that? Like still on a toaster.
Same as some of the video of like, oh look, this got shot down or this got blown up, and it's like, how's the footage so shit of it then? Like,
I know. We're talking about that about the SU-35. They said they got shot down.
It's all of it.
How
is
that? And you look at it.
And then this is the video. I'm like, well, it could be.
It's like someone filmed it like this.
But it's the same on the Patriot. Oh, Patriot got blown up. I'm like, I can see an explosion 10 kilometers away. I don't know if that's a Patriot. As I've seen the same video saying that it was hitting a King's Isle. It's like, well, it's hard. To have anything beyond reasonable doubt in this war is impossible.
So, oh, my God. What? So this person does have a Ukrainian flag inside their,
yep,
their bio. So you know, I always take this guy with a grain of salt, but sometimes his mapping is actually halfway decent.
Who is it? Oh, yeah, sure.
Sometimes it's halfway
decent.
It's
the same page you were calling out for sharing Buckwood Holds every day.
That is the same one, but sometimes his mapping is all right.
People are posting his comments, Belgorod Holds.
Really?
Yeah, I was laughing at that.
Oh, God, you're so right. I was making fun of that. But, okay, so his sources, which make no sense. So what, I guess we're kind of almost, like, making fun of the situation as it goes on because it is going to be very goofy.
I'll give credit. Like, oh, fuck that. Like, that's a big op. Like, if you're like, we're going to take
about this,
between 30 and 80 dudes and cross into Russia with a few Humvees and MRAP. What are all shit vehicles?
I'd probably be like, I don't know about this. Good. This is pretty, this is a terrible
that
idea.
Said, they should probably
pass on this.
Buckmood. That I'll do that.
True. I'd probably actually rather go. No, I'd rather go into Russia. Who are you fighting? That's the problem. They did kill the border guards. I will say that. I did see the videos, and that is 100% confirmed because I saw those border guards. They were struggling. Mm. They were face down. They weren't. They weren't getting back up.
Yeah.
They were. Did you see the new reviews that were the recent reviews on the Russian border?
Yeah, the border. Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
You don't. Like, you don't
need longer than normal wait time.
Did you know? You didn't see. God.
Yeah, I saw some of them.
Can you pull them up? Can you pull them up?
I wouldn't be able to do it quick. I don't know what I saw.
What is wrong with you right now? I need you to be in a good mood.
Bro,
right
I'm
now.
So tired.
I know, but this is big. this is like one of the biggest things that's happened for you to have to fly here. And they knew you were coming back to America. So like, we got to invade Russia.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Anyway, well, if they are saying that they have double agents, maybe I'm one of them.
You could
I'm
be.
A double and agent.
If that's the case, I've lived.
Hey, people accuse me of being for the CIA and the FSB. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm dumb on both.
You were way too dumb to be either one of those.
Maybe it's all
I've,
a cover.
I've known you and you
it's
were
all a cover.
By far, one of the smartest gentlemen I've ever met with a brain tumor. Which means you were the only gentleman I've ever met with a beard.
But think of this. If I was hired as a spy, I don't have that much to lose. It's like he's dying anyway. What are you going to do? True. Like if you get executed, it's like he had 60 years ahead of him. If I get executed, it's like we took like four. I'm like, fuck it. They might feel sorry for me.
He's got like 4 years left. Oh, well, take his head off. It don't really matter. What I was saying about the guy with that's always says back mud hole.
Yeah, the source.
So he's got these sources. He's saying that this is real, which I don't know how this could be because it takes quite a long time to dig in. I don't know if people realize it's not like you just grab a shovel and just get the dig in.
Oh yes, oh yeah, they've now dug in around that. That's days.
How did you? There's no way you haven't dug in, but it says Russian Freedom Legion in volunteer units have dug in around the city of Kozinka in Glovtova. Anyway, Their flanks are now protected by rivers and heavy fighting is reported. Russians are now firing, it's just kind of weird, grads on their own area. That doesn't seem like, like a grad, you're not going to, like, why would you want to shoot a grad?
It's an area weapon.
Like, you're not gonna, just going to find that into your own city.
Well, the amount of choppers and assault helicopters and stuff flying around, the Ka-52s are flying around, whatever, like, you're not going to have the time to dig in. Like,
no,
if you're on a small, digging in makes sense at like big level, but little platoon like that, you're off going in, doing what you're doing, and then trying to fuck off.
It's a recon party.
That's what it is. It's
Russians are now evacuating the storage of nuclear weapons in Belgrade. Like,
I've heard that's bullshit too. They were moved a long time ago. There was a storage facility like 15 kilometers in, but a lot of sources are saying that hasn't been there for a long, that they've moved those weapons. But then the people are going as well that, you know, this mission is to go and get nuclear weapons, is to go and retrieve tactical nuclear weapons. One, how are you going to transport it? And the whole idea behind Russia's rules around nuclear weapons and their a way to fire them, you're not going to try and risk and take one. Because any threat to their thing is a big issue.
It is being reported, by the way, that there's fighting with saboteurs is still going on inside the villages itself. Now, this is the goofy thing about this whole fighting that's going on. They're saying that Ukrainian units have now taken up positions inside of one of the cities.
I wouldn't risk it.
Look, it says it right here. This was
that's the 16 other war minutes monitor. Ago. There's two war monitors. There's war monitor with the Ukrainian flag and war monitor without the flag. One is very pro Ukraine. One is very on the Russian side. It's difficult to like peer through. But there's, in my opinion, it would be incredibly stupid for actual like AFU, like Armed Forces of Ukraine units, to take up positions inside Russia, just due to the fallout at least of how it's going to look politically. Just due to the whole idea that the war is to defend Ukraine's borders, not to go into other land, and that Western weapons are not to be used outside of their pre-14 borders. Like, I'm not saying the capability's not there to do it, but I don't think that it'd be worth the risk of that. There has been a lot of rumour, though, about could Ukraine take an area like that and swap it back for we've taken Belgorod, we'll give you back Donetsk. But the West has already said they won't support any movement like that inside the Russian Federation.
Ukraine wouldn't risk it. I would have supported it 100% just because I want to get it over with, to be honest with you.
That's not the fastest way to get it over with.
Just go. I mean, the other problem is if they're going into Russia, who are they really fighting?
What do you mean?
There's not like a ton of soldiers just laying around in every single city.
There's still a lot of other soldiers.
I'm sure there is, but there's not going to be a large concentration in every single city.
No, that's what they're saying, that these
can just take, they just get through and just take it real quick.
They are reporting that there's a counter-terrorism unit, whatever they're called, coming down from Moscow to deal with this.
Which is probably the way that needs to be handled.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, it really does.
Have you seen, there's a video of like a terrorist op or something, or someone holding something, like someone for ransom in Russia. And like here we'd send in like the SWAT or whatever and clear the building. They just get like a BMP and just like fire 30 mil through the door.
Wow. Okay.
It's like, oh, technically it's cleared.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow, okay.
It's like a 15-year-old video, but it's like, that's one way of doing it.
Okay, yeah. Oh, well, I guess I never actually shared the video with the, I keep getting their name incorrectly, the Russian Freedom of Russia Legion. Sorry, it is kind of a mouthful. I'm not going to lie. The Freedom of the Russian Legion. Anyway, they posted this video today. I would assume that maybe they filmed it last night, the night before. The guys actually look like they know what they're doing. I'm going to play for you guys. I'm going to let Willie watch it because he probably hasn't seen this either.
Мы такие же россияне, как и вы. Мы такие же люди.
We are Russians just like you. We are people just like you. We want our children to grow up in peace and be free people so that they can travel, study, and just be happy in a free country. But this has no place in today's Putin's Russia, rotten from corruption, lies, censorship, restrictions on freedoms, repressions. In that Russia where a person's life means less than an official's wallet. In that Russia where a separate railway is being laid to the residents of the bunker grandfather instead of repairing roads in the region. In a dictatorial country where children are separated from parents for calling for peace and teenagers are given life sentences. It's time to put an end to the Kremlin's dictatorship. Thanks to all those who support us, to everyone who sends us donations and smokes when necessary. Your support is what every day reminds us of our final goal on Red Square in Moscow. Be brave and don't be afraid because we are coming home. Russia will be free.
They've got some good kit.
They actually look pretty good. They, you know what I mean? He's got an M4. He actually, if, to be honest with you, if these guys didn't have Ukrainian flags on, I would think they were probably like U.S. military guy. This guy's wearing, he's got an M4. Actually, I can't really tell what he's got on, but it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
He does. He does have metal magazines, which is a little strange, but it is what it is. They look pretty halfway decent. I wonder why two of the guys wanted their face blurred and the other two guys didn't.
God knows.
You know, like
the other two guys might have popped up in some other stuff. To be fair, if I was a Russian living in Russia who was part of the Legion to then go, I'd want my face blurred too. Like, you've still got to, like, your family and stuff is still there.
Yeah.
Like, if that was Matt Williams on that video who lives there, you don't think that the fucking FSB is going to look into who my family is?
They do a lot of things. The other question is, since you guys have already seen the video, these guys, they go in and they're basically trying to liberate Russia from Russia, which is, when you say it like that, it's actually kind of goofy. What is this going to, well, I'd say, is Russia actually going to escalate? Because they never have actually escalated anything at this point. They really haven't.
They've done larger missile attacks recently, but, and I guess you have the escalation of Wagner PMC over the past 8 months as
so
well.
You told me that there's so much stuff coming out as we're doing this. This kind of reminds me of like almost the beginning of the war when stuff was literally just rolling out every minute. Mm-hmm. Now this guy is actually claiming that the Directorate of Ukraine has stated that they have observed rushed movements of nuclear munitions and weapons by Russian military from the Belgorod 22 storage site, which was just north of here. That's that one we're talking about, the 15K from the border.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and they were saying that they're already being moved, but.
Have they already been moved or have they been moved now?
No, they're moved like at the very beginning of the conflict. But again, like the source you're going to have is the Russian MOD. Are you going to believe that? Like that's the difficult thing. You know, and talking about nuclear stuff trends well, so people want to talk about it. But any threat to Russia's nuclear arsenal, their like response by their doctrine is that they can retaliate in nuclear force. Are they going to do it? No. But that is their doctrine for it. Is any threat for a threat of the Federation or threat of nuclear, even by an unconventional strike, can be done by nuclear force.
There's no chance that it's even a thing then.
I'm not saying there's no chance it's a thing, but say those weapons are still there.
I mean, being a Russian sympathizer yourself. So is there Russian stuff there or not?
Oh, I have no idea. God, being but a as a Ukrainian sympathizer yourself, as being a NAFO bot.
I'm just talking about that.
But like what I'm saying is, if those weapons are still in that location and there was an attempt to overtake that location, what is, by how the Russians will say it, threatening their nuclear capability, their doctrine would say that they could perform a nuclear strike. That is the doctrine of the Federation.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but...
No, I'm not saying it's going to happen. But I'm saying if what the propaganda channels are saying of, oh, we're going to go in and seize these nuclear weapons, well, the doctrine against that says X.
I was trying to find the piece I had read earlier on how the Russians were pushing this through their channels, which they've been doing this all over. I'm really trying to find it so I can actually read it verbatim about what is actually going on, and they're actually calling it a trap. Have you read that one? Or heard,
yeah,
you
I've know? Read some of that. Rybar had a thing about it too.
It is kind of, is it not kind of goofy or no? That they're claiming it is a trap right now. Just, I don't know if they're saying this maybe just to not cause so much panic inside of Russia about what is actually going on. Imagine living, like here in America, imagine me, I couldn't imagine me being in America and someone getting across our border with, like, I don't even know how we would react. Like, imagine what our new, like, imagine what our stock market would do.
Yeah, it'd be a big deal.
The whole world would crumble. Yeah. Well, we also don't have a border. Oh, we don't have a war. Well, yeah, we do have, kind of have a war. When you want to talk about a war, we'll talk about the Mexican cartel war that's going on down there. That's wild. Have you seen some of the videos?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's pretty crazy. It's wild. Like, imagine, they're not going to come over here. I know the cartels aren't going to come over here to do that kind of stuff because that's a losing battle. They wouldn't even make it to the border, for God's sakes.
No.
To be honest with you, but I couldn't imagine somebody actually came across. It would actually plummet us. So that's what I'm saying. I wonder if it's actually an attempt to kind of smother it so there's not a cause of panic. Because have you seen the videos of the cars leaving?
They downplay a lot of stuff.
I would downplay the shit out of it as myself, wouldn't you?
But everyone downplays things. Like, you need to.
Except for the virus. That was definitely not.
Let's not talk about that.
That was not downplayed. But
I guess it depends. It depends which side of the fence you're on with the downplaying of it, because they could downplay that. The strongest evidence now is a lab leak. They downplay that.
Yeah.
So I guess it's the way you look at where does the narrative try and fit? And if you're the Russian ministry in that region, you'll try and downplay it from there. And if you're the Russian Freedom Legion, then you try and upplay what it could happen. So one side will be going, we're going to go and seize the nukes. And the other side's going, oh, there's no threats. It's a couple of guys across the border and we've taken them out. So it's all narrative based. It's all, at the moment, what has actually happened is we know some gentlemen have crossed the border in a number of armoured vehicles and have taken up some level of position. How far, what's going on, we don't really know.
I say that, and I'm just going to scroll and everything just keeps changing. Then I scroll across something like this.
Yep.
Well, I will tell you one thing. This is probably the most successful advance the Russians have had in months.
The Ukrainians have had?
No, the Russians.
You mean around?
No, like the...
Oh, right. I'm getting you.
Do you get it?
What do you mean? They just took back.
I know, but I was trying to make a joke and he didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
No, you didn't get it.
I was like,
what? That's how off you are right now.
Well, man, I'm... I haven't slept for about 3 nights.
That was a good one, was it not?
It was.
It was a good one.
I was zoned out to fuck.
That's the farthest distance the Russians have been able to go, and it was on their own land with their own people. Wow, that was pretty good.
We'd hope it would be the furthest.
I'm just saying.
If it's on your own.
Look at what's in Bakhmut. I mean, did you see the numbers? It was actually kind of funny. You probably didn't. I posted this video yesterday, and there was a whole string on it, or a whole thread on this, the fact that it would take them...
70 years.
Yeah,
it was 24 meters.
Yeah. How long it would actually physically take them to get there?
If you advance at that rate,
right? It would take up like 1 billion people in 40 years or some shit to get that far.
That's if you're believing the numbers. Well, you're taking everything.
I take everything with a grain of salt. I only know what I see and I can.
Oh, mate,
you know.
Yeah, but this war is, although it's the most filmed war ever, it also means that it's so easy to fake things. Like, for instance, the Pentagon explosions today that had just generated AI imagery.
That was. And that took me... I remember sitting in front of you. I said, did you see this just happen? And you're like, I don't know. And I went to Google and I typed in Pentagon and there was no news. Like, wow, this is about as fake as it gets.
And one of the pages shared it because the guy's last name was like... his last name was like one of the big papers, like a Bloomberg or something. It was just someone's last name. And like, yeah, and Bloomberg have confirmed it. And I'm like... That's just like saying Williams is confirmed, and I've said it.
I got here. You go. You ready?
Go ahead.
As of 3 minutes ago, 4 minutes ago now. All right. This is the first time we've done this in a
Europe
while.
Europe is now a nuclear winter.
Are you right? The nuclear winter is now hit. Russian military officials. Here you go. You ready for this?
Yep.
This is always a good one. Now they're claiming they have killed 39 Ukrainian militants. In multiple armored vehicles have been destroyed during heavy fighting in the district. So that's what's happened in 4 different settlements. Officials in Belgorod region are now saying they're reporting that 16 people were injured during the fighting, and 8 being civilians and 8 being military. How do you feel about that?
Well, like,
so you're now saying that pretty much half the people have already died that have gone over there?
I don't bloody know. It's a fucking ballsy operation, mate. Like, I don't know how you're getting those vehicles in and out. Like, you've gone in the whole, like, the remainder of the Russian forces there is going to be like, oh, turn that way. Like, the choppers flying around, bringing down the guys from Moscow. Like, the Bryansk one is a little bit different. That was sort of in and out. Like, that was very quick. Where this looks like they've gone in and actually held an area. Maybe it's a lot larger than they're reporting. Maybe it's 800 guys.
Charles, he's not helping me out here today. Willie's just not on it.
It's because I'm fucked, man.
Willie, I need you to get on it. Man survives lightning strike only to suffocate to death when villagers insist on treating his injuries by covering him in cow dung in India.
Fuck yeah.
That is entirely... This is what's going on right now. They keep going. Here we go. Nukes invaded Russia. That's what they're going after. Okay, well, we're going to let this thing evolve a little bit, and then we're going to catch back with you guys tomorrow. I mean, there's not really much else we can do because... I mean, I could literally just feed you guys a load of crap for the next 10 minutes on what people are saying. Like, here you go. Here's some photos from here. Now it looks like there's actual AFU inside of there with your UAVs inside their movements. I don't really know. I don't think it's true that there's actual Ukrainians on the ground there. That would be absolutely, I think that would be really stupid, but that's just me. I'm also not fighting in the war. I also think it's a pretty bit of a PSYOP game that's going on because they need to get people to kind of forget what happened in Bakhmut, which people are like goldfish is the best way to look at it. So people are going to forget that Bakhmut was lost, which depends. If you were CNN, Bakhmut was strategically important 3 months ago, and now it doesn't really matter. So, and that's actual factual thing we looked at this morning.
The headlines were actually hilarious.
I don't know. Did you see that, Charles? The way CNN put it, it's really funny. For a month after month after month, it was like strategically important, must be held. And then as Ukraine started losing it, the headline was shifted every single time. Someone had screenshotted each one of them. And at the very end yesterday, it wasn't strategically important at all anymore.
It went from strategic to symbolic.
Symbolic really quick. It's just nothing. So this right here, this could be symbolic or it could just be a way for them to shift the view of what's happening currently and make people forget because everybody's like a goldfish.
Gain some more support too.
Gain a little bit of support. Got people talking about it again.
Yeah, but it shows Russians that they could rise up as well.
Yeah.
Like the average Russian civilian.
I guess
why do you think they're doing that stuff? And a lot of this is, like, at the end of the day, there's a lot of these campaigns are going to be backed by Western intelligence services because they know one of the easiest ways to fight this war is from the inside out. Can we make the campaigns of advertisements, however it looks, to then have, hey, you can rise up against your government by doing this. And that was one of my things I said in the very beginning, was I believe a lot of the sanctions, we could have swung the sanction to then have different information on it. Instead of just, hey, we're banning every Russian's access to X platform. Go, no, because if you can't show them what's happening, then all that's left then is the government propaganda. What you need to do is win over the people. End of the day, the people will eventually control the country of where it's going to go once the Kremlin or Putin falls. Like, there's a lot of influence people don't see of like where this is actually being influenced by, where targeting's happening, where these advertisements are coming from, and is from the Ukrainian GUR, SBU, the CIA are there, MI6. Everyone's involved in this. It's the biggest conflict ever happened. Ever happened recently.
Yeah, you're right. You know what actually gets me hope about tomorrow?
Sorry?
You know what gives me a little bit of hope about tomorrow?
What?
The amount of Russian state TV stuff I get to watch about how mad they're going to be. How excited they get. It's going to be so much fun to watch my guy, Slobinov, or however you say his last name.
Is he the dude that sits in like the big...
big thing, and he's always doing this with his mic.
He's just
yelling, and you're like, God, you realize you got to keep the mic close to you, buddy, to have a conversation. He's just yelling at his people in the back. It's like me yelling at Charles. Charles, you dumb fucker, get this fucking thing. You're like, yeah, he's that guy. You know
that's
what
that's what happens off camera, though. Off camera.
Not even off camera, on camera. Oh, what are you talking about here? Yeah, that's how I talk to Charles all the time. Fuck you, Charles.
That's shit. Oh, I can't do that shit. I can't watch that shit.
You don't watch it? Dude, sometimes it gets kind of annoying, but sometimes it's really funny to watch, especially when he gets so mad. And what he's saying makes zero sense whatsoever. You're like, dude, you are just half, like, you're not there.
Where's he, like, platformed? What's it hosted on?
Like his show?
Yeah, like, how does he make money off that?
I think it's actually through, like, RT, and I... Right. I think he's just straight up like, I want to say like our version of like a Tucker Carlson or like our version. Like, I think he's that kind of a big guy. What's that guy with the gay frogs? I always forget that guy's name. The crazy guy. Oh, you don't know who I'm talking about.
Oh, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I think he's kind of like something like that.
Right.
I think it's something like that. I don't think it's like straight on Fox or CNN. I think he's like his own, like, that's
his own entity.
Yeah, I think he's his own entity. And he gets on there and he's crazy.
Speaking of, Tucker Carlson.
I don't know anything about that, really, to be honest with you.
No, me neither.
Like,
but I know people are raging about it.
Which I think American politics, or no, politics not in America, but like news sources in America are just, we just proved today, I mean, that CNN is, they don't stick to, it just changes as it evolves. And with him, I don't know. I have no idea. If you're going to follow anything, O'Keefe Media is actually kind of good.
O'Keefe?
Yeah, James O'Keefe.
Right, and I never heard of him.
Okay, James O'Keefe is like the guy, which I have no idea how he doesn't get around with all these lawsuits. The guy has to have the most wizard of a lawyer in the world. He basically films people that are saying really, like, it gets really deep. I don't know how they do it. If you've not seen it, you're going to go down a rabbit hole, and it's going to take you down, like, it's like all the stuff that people have been saying for years, he somehow gets in with the people, and then it proves it all.
Does he have, like, a political swing?
I wouldn't say. It's not really political. He goes after, like, just go look it up.
Because did you watch the CNN open floor thing, what do they call it, with Trump?
Okay, so that actually, I didn't watch the entire thing. I actually didn't watch any of it. I just watched clips of it. And I think that actually kind of hurt them in a sense, because they gave him an open platform.
Whether you love or hate Trump,
he's really
that guy can talk shit.
He's really good on camera. He made them sound so stupid.
Yeah, they shouldn't have done it. That format suited him too much. 100%. Like, for CNN, it suited him.
They suited him 100%.
Because some of the clips I was watching on, like, TikTok were so funny, man.
When we talked about, like, when you were president, you said this, why do you have that thing now? Or why don't you have the view now? He goes, because I'm not president anymore. Okay, well, that's actually a good point, I guess. I was like, okay, well, there's that. Now, because what's even funnier is CNN did that, and it actually, I would have, probably was some of their best numbers they've had in a very long time.
Well, they had a significant drop in money just when he came out of office, too.
Yeah. CNN needs Trump.
Yeah.
America doesn't really need Trump, but the news outlets, they need him because they need someone to talk about, because I'm going to be honest, no one really cares about seeing a Biden news clip. Like,
that's Andrew Scholl's comedian. He's like people really loved Trump. He's like, Joe Biden doesn't move merch. like that's very true. No one's wearing a Build Back Better. No one's wearing a Build Back Better hat.
Not a single person. I've never seen one actually.
Yeah. I saw a guy in the airport in Australia with a Make America Great hat on.
Really?
I'm like, look, it's in the wild. I'm sure there's a few more around here.
Mm. Yeah, where I'm from, they're everywhere. Did you see the clip? last thing. I saw a clip this morning of a guy that had a Trump thing in his yard, and it was rigged with like hot wire, like for your cattle, your horses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So if you try and rip it out.
He tried to rip it out, and it shocked the crap out of the guy, and he fell over. He's like shaking it.
Solid.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll see what happens. I have no idea what's going to happen. And I want to feed you guys more bullshit, so I do love you guys. I'm out.